snow is the word of the day. There's a winter storm warning in the Cascades. Could it reach Seattle by Christmas? David Hyde asked National Weather Service meteorologist Ted Beener.
Well, the mountains are going to get their share today, but you know the good news is it's all going to be tapering off tonight and tomorrow and on into Christmas Day itself. There'll still be plenty of snow on all the mountain pass highways. We'll have showers with a snow level close to about 1,000 feet. And maybe another 1 to 3 inches of snow will accumulate during the day on Christmas Eve itself. And then on Friday, just a chance of showers with some clearing, but it'll be still quite cold, so that what snow is on the ground is going to remain on the ground.
So good news for skiers, snowshoers. What's it mean for people traveling over the passes?
Well, I would just be prepared for winter driving conditions. The State Department of Transportation has been having to do avalanche control, particularly east of Hayek, where they're doing all the construction, and they used to have that snow shelter along the freeway there. That's a very vulnerable area for avalanches. So carry those chains, have a shovel, have maybe the kitty litter, have food, water, blankets inside the vehicle in case you end up sitting for quite a while. Make sure your fuel tank is full before you head up there. And you can always get a hold of the DOT either through their smartphone app or by calling 511 for the latest conditions.
And the kitty litter is for the tires, not the cat.
That's right. That's for the traction in case you get stuck and you need a little extra help.
Ted, there's talk of the possibility of a white Christmas here in Seattle this year. But as I understand it, there's actually a textbook definition of white Christmas.
Well, the definition of a white Christmas is 1 inch of snow or more on the ground during the day. And that's established by the National Climatic Data Center, who handles all of the climatic data across the nation.
We've all been good. It's all we want this year. At least some of us have been good. Will there be snow in Seattle or Western Washington on Christmas Day?
If there was going to be a place where it was going to occur, it would probably be in the Cascade Foothills, or possibly in areas roughly in what is popularly known as the Puget Sound Convergence Zone. So basically from North King County, Snohomish County, westward across the Sound, over to the eastern side of the Olympic Peninsula. But again, if we get any, it'll be rather light. But nevertheless, just enjoy the day.
Ted Beener with the Seattle Office of the National Weather Service. All the snow is great for skiers and snowboarders. It's also great news for Adam McKenney. He's the owner of Leavenworth Mountain Sports. McKenney told KOW's David Hyde that business is amazing so far this year, especially when he compares it with last year's dismal conditions.
God, last year was terrible. We had a little bit of snow, but nothing to ski on. It absolutely ruined me as far as business. I had tons of inventory left over. And the general vibe was just sad and gloomy the entire season.
What's happening this year so far when it comes to snow?
Man, there was tons of snow in town. The Christmas lighting festivals are going off, and the skiing is absolutely perfect. All the Nordic ski trails are open. The in-town skiing's open. Stevens Pass is open. Mission Ridge is open, and everybody's stoked.
So how's business?
Tons of customers and tourists come over, and I actually ran out of my stock of just like what we call tourists. Gloves, you know, like the $15 cheapies just to keep you warm for a little bit. I had to actually go down to Wenatchee to Walmart and buy a bunch of gloves at retail and resell them up at my shop because I ran out of my wholesale products. The beauty about this year and the amazing snow conditions is that you can ski in town. That doesn't happen very often. I got up the other day, I rolled up Ranger Road right here in town and was able to ski about 2,000 vertical feet down into the Leavenworth ski hill, knee deep to thigh deep powder.
Sounds great. What's the mood like this year?
Man, everybody's just stoked. I just can't even look at Facebook because I'm working so much. All my buddies are just screaming at me, where are you, where are you, where are you? Because it's just the powder day after powder day up at Stevens.
And what are you expecting for the rest of the season? You got your fingers crossed?
You know what? If it's all stopped right now, we have enough base to just make it happen. Backcountry will always be good. I'm happy with what we have, but I'm pretty confident we're going to have some more storms.
Adam McKenney owns the ski rental shop Leavenworth Mountain Sports. He says he's been so busy he can't even look at Facebook. McKenney spoke with KUOW's David Hyde.